Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Madison, and today is Saturday. You know how I do, honey. Gonna twist it all up on today. Gonna get on down with it. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yes, indeed. Well, listen, honey. It's cold, but it ain't really that cold on today. And that is a shocker, honey. It is 39 degrees, mostly cloudy around here. But guess what? It is all sunshine up in here. Gonna sauce it up on today. Got some super bad music on today by independent artist Frank Bellucci. Gonna get on down with it, my darling. Listen, it is February 4th, 2023, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm gonna say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got a blizzard on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gupa Rum. GupaRum.com. That's G-U-P-P-A-R-U-M. GupaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gupa Rum. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Shaka Laka Boom Boom. Yeah, go. Listen, he's the hardest working man ever. The hardest retired man. I'm telling you, he is pushing. He's pushing that Gumba Rum. Listen. Got some super bad music by independent artist Frank Bellucci, baby. Gonna get on down into it. Gonna get on down with it, honey. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys to do me just a little bitty favor. While you're on Facebook, use keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, what we gonna do on today? Come on, rock with it. All over. Come on. Do it. Come on. Do your thing. Come on. Well, gonna get into the music in just a moment. Well, independent artist Frank Bellucci, he is hot, smooth, and he has it going on, my darlings. You're gonna hear the music in just one moment. Now, y'all know Mama always got something to say all up in here. Y'all bring me my iced tea. And if you ain't got no Gumba Rum in it, you know not to bring it, okay? So put the Gumba Rum in my iced tea and bring my iced tea, baby. Listen, I want the vanilla and the coconut iced tea. And I don't mean straight iced tea. I mean Gumba Rum. Listen, iced tea. Listen, y'all, before I get into the music with Frank Bellucci, listen, y'all know what I seen something on the internet. You know, on MSN.com. Now, y'all check this out. This man decides he's going to drop out of his brother's wedding. Now listen, he's supposed to be the best man two days before the ceremony. This brother decides, well, listen, bro, I don't want to be your best man no more. I'm dropping out of your wedding as the best man. Y'all know why he dropped out? Because they had to sit his wife at a different venue at a child's chamber. Now, you ask me, is his priorities in order? I don't think so. His priorities ain't in order. Now, listen, bro, man, if you was in my family and you decided you wanted to drop out of my brother's wedding, you would have to eat your shoes. You really would, because you would be walking backwards out of every venue in the Windy City. I'm telling you what's true. So listen, he got all his drawers all tied in a knot because his sister could not, his wife could not be seated at a table. You know, they had to see her at a child's table. You know, how petty is that? How petty is that? I did not read the whole story, but I'm just giving you the skinny of what's going on. What is wrong with you, bro? 2 days before the wedding. Listen. I'm not planning on getting married no time soon. But listen, if I was getting married and somebody decided to say, listen, Fierce, if one of my bridesmaids or the maid of honor decided, listen, Fierce, I'm not going to be at your wedding because I'm not being able to be seated where I want to be seated. I can't sit at the head table where you're going to be seated. I'd be like, listen, homegirl. I'd be like, listen, homegirl, you sit where I call you tough man. Okay. Now, listen. Y'all know I'm just entertaining. You know, I always have to entertain all up in here. Check this out. Let's get on into the music. Independent artist Frank Bellucci, I'm telling you, he's got it going on. Y'all going to love what's coming down on today. All right. Listen, let me tell you something. His bio, let me give you some information from his bio. While in Austin, Texas, Frank Bellucci created his heartfelt music style that blends adult contemporary singer, songwriter, and retro country music. The many-year effort eventually led to his first commercial album, Life in the Country, in the County, released in early 2022, released early last year, and then The Old Days later in the year. So listen, the latest album, Come Home, February 1st, 2023, was the result of guidance from two recording engineers, one out of the UK and one out of LA, that dramatically improved the overall sound. Spoiler alert. Y'all check this out. Put your ears on. Put your listening ears on. A fourth album is in the works for early 2023, which goes even further and deeper and more dramatic than prior works. So great things are coming ahead from this artist. It is Frank Bellucci. Listen, the first one I'm going to put down on y'all is Come Home. And listen, bro, that's supposed to be the best man. You need to find out where your home is, because listen, after you done dropped out of your brother's wedding, you're going to have a whole new address by somebody. You might not even be invited over for Thanksgiving or Christmas. So you got to pay attention to what you know. Listen, y'all know Mama always got a life lesson. You know, trained by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter for Channel 32 News here in the Windy City, but she's no longer there. Listen, you have to be careful on what you do and how you treat people. Guess what? Everything has a cause and effect. I'm getting to the song Come Home in just 1 minute. Everything has a cause and effect, right? So whenever you do something to one person, you got to think about the decision that you're making. You got to think about, I know most people don't think this way, but when you make decisions and it affects somebody else's life, listen, it's affecting someone else's life. The decision that you're making for yourself, although you know, you're saying, well, this is the best decision for me. But you know what? Sometimes when you're making a decision for your own self, it's having a negative effect on other people. And guess what? It cycles down. That negative effect that it has on the next person, guess what? It impacts somebody else. Now, I'm not saying that when you make a decision, you have to be mindful that it's not affected. I'm not saying that. Sometimes when you make a choice, you have to realize that choice is impacting somebody else. And just let me give an example. Let me spread it out thin for you. It's just like this. If you promise to come to my house and do a certain job for me, you know, if you promise to be here, and I've had this to happen a million times. Now, listen. Somebody promises to show up and do a job for me, right? They say, listen, Fierce, I'm going to be there today at 1 p.m. Then I get a text from you at 1:02 p.m., and you say, listen, my prior job is pushing me behind, and I can't be by your house until 5 p.m. Well, guess what? That messes up my schedule, messes up my day. That is what I'm talking about. If you make a commitment to be at somebody's place at 1 p.m., then you tell them at 1:02 p.m. that you're not going to actually show up until 5 p.m., that's impacting my schedule in a negative way. That means that whatever I've got lined up for 5 p.m., it's got to be pushed back. It's got to be pushed back later that night or the next day. And that's, guess what? when you decide that you call me at 5 p.m. and then something else happens, there's another triple effect. You tell me, well, I can't really even be there at 5 p.m. I got to show up the next day to do what I got to do. And it's like, well, what in the Sam Hill world? So listen, and it's not that you're coming over to do something free. You're being paid money. You're being paid cash money. So it's like, well, what in the world? You know, you'd be thinking, like, what is wrong with people when they do that to you? What is wrong with people? So listen, that is what I'm talking about. When you make a decision that's going to affect somebody else, don't do that. Don't do that because you're messing up somebody else's schedule. And then when you mess up my schedule, guess what? The people behind me is messing up their schedule too. That means I got to push everything back. And then the people that's behind me, they got to push their stuff back. So listen, don't do that. Don't make decisions and mess up people like that. That's not nice. And guess what? That means that your work, you're not going to get a call back. The next time around, guess what? Somebody else is being called and given an opportunity because you couldn't show up. You couldn't do what you're supposed to do. And guess what? It goes to the next person in line. So listen, listen, listen. That's coming up right now is call, come home, come home. This is independent artist Frank Bellucci. This is Come Home. Take a listen to this.
Things don't look the same. Just dusty, silent rooms, empty closets, scraped up old paint. There was round dabbing. I was never there for you. And if you see her, yeah, tell her I've got some things to say. Like I've got no way before you.
Y'all know what? That was smoky, smoky, smoky. That was smoky. That is good stuff. Once again, independent artist Frank Bellucci. That was smoky. Them come home. You ever had somebody missing? Now, listen, when I say missing, I don't mean somebody, you know, got snatched from your family. But that song reminds me, now, this is an honest God true story. Y'all know I always tell stories that's real. I don't just make up stuff. You hear what I'm saying up in here? That song, Come Home, reminds me. I was dating this guy one time, and I am telling you the truth. Mama have been through some crazy experience. Listen, that guy, I was dating this guy some time ago, and he would always stay by my house a lot. He had his place where he stayed. You know, we were adults and everything like that, but he would always stay by my house a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. And I was like, I got to think I had to get rid of this guy. But listen, let me tell you, one of the things that made me come to the realization that he needed to go somewhere else was, a lot of times he wouldn't come home. He wouldn't come. It's like, you know, he was supposed to be. Now, this is another one of those things where he's supposed to show up. He's supposed to do something. I'm depending on him to do whatever. And he doesn't call. He doesn't show up. It's just like gone. You know what I mean? This is way before ghosting was a term. So he just like ghosted me. This was like 10 years. This was a long time ago. And so he wouldn't show up. He wouldn't call. He wouldn't do anything. And I'm like, man, I'm calling his phone. He ain't answering his phone. So then maybe a day or two later, or whenever he decides or feels like coming back around, it's like, well, man, where were you? Well, I had this job to do. He was into construction. He did a lot of construction work and plumbing and things of that nature. And oh, I had this job to do, and it went over time, and blah, 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 same thing. So listen, and it became a habit. And so then one time I was like, okay, we're going to do this again. And he was supposed to do something, and he had this time, particular occasion, now, this is off the strength of the song, Come Home. He had already told me that he was on a job. So this time he told me he's on a job. He's at this particular place, gave me the address, blah, blah, blah. But he's supposed to come back and do something again for me. And I'm like, well, what? Sam Hill is this guy. I says, okay, well, I'm going to go to this address. I go to this address, and it turned out he was telling the truth. He wasn't lying. He wasn't giving me a line of BS. I went to this place. He's in this place doing this job by himself. I'm like, you don't let people use. I'm like, no wonder you can't never show up for me. You let people use you like this. He's in this place, this huge house that needed redoing, remodeling. He's in there doing the job all by himself. I'm like, are you crazy, man? So listen. That's why he couldn't come home, because he's too busy. Somebody else has got him working like a Hebrew slave and a half. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I got some more great music for you. This is We Were Forever. Take a listen to this independent artist, Frank Bellucci.
I remember back when we were 21, so filled with life, anything we did together was so right. Nothing could shut us down, we were the talk of the town, too. Crazy kids in love. They said we wouldn't make it, that our hearts were just aching to be wild and on the run. We were forever until we weren't. We were together, even us against an angry world. We danced into the night, we twirled in the moonlight. We were so damn proud, these new renegades of the town. Troubled lives. Life threw us hard curves. We twisted and turned. It tested every one of our nerves. It tossed us around into the lost and found of lovers. breaking right here, right now. How we lost the recipe to this love of a century, I still can't figure it out. We were forever.
That was We Were Forever. Listen, you know something? I was listening to him sing it, and I'm just like, gosh, you know, I was having so many thoughts listening to the song We Were Forever and listening to the story that he was telling. You know what? We got to grab a hold of our chances. Now, listen, there is a lot of life lessons in that song We Were Forever. First, I want to say this. His singing reminds me of Aaron Neville's. He really does. Aaron Neville's. Y'all know Aaron Neville's. The country singing reminds me of Aaron Neville's. But y'all check this out. We Were Forever. Listen, there's a lot of lessons in that song. We got to grab a hold of our chances. Y'all know something? Life will teach you a lot if you pay attention. If you pay attention, life teaches you a whole lot. We Were Forever. That's a great song because it's got a lot of life lessons in it. Life teaches you a lot of lessons if you pay attention. And you know what? The reason we're supposed to learn life lessons is so that we don't keep repeating the cycle. You know something? Listen, Mama is 60 years old. I say it all the time. I'm 60 years old. I look doggone good. I don't look 60 years old, okay? But listen, the reason for having life lessons and when you're younger, a lot of times when you're 20, 25, and 30, you may miss a lesson. You don't learn what you're supposed to learn. And then what happens is it repeats itself when you're about, you know, 40 or so, but you're supposed to give it at some point. And the reason why God sends us lessons is so that when you're down the road, you're supposed, this gives you wisdom. That's how you get wisdom. And he's singing about We Were Forever. So listen, you don't want to get to be 60 and 65 still trying to learn the same old lesson. By that time, you're supposed to have applied knowledge. You're supposed to have wisdom. You're not supposed to be trying to learn the same lesson all over again. You know what I'm saying up in here. And sometimes that happens to people. You see people, listen, you know, sometimes you see people 70 years old and they're still doing the same thing. It's like, what in Samuel world are you doing? You know what I'm saying? But listen, and in the song We Were Forever, when it comes to friendships and relationships, you know, I've had those relationships where you thought it's going to be forever. It feels like you just cemented together. You've had that feeling? It's the greatest thing in the world when you're with somebody in that space of time, feel like you just cemented together. And you know what? You guys, grab hold of your chances. Those life chances only come once in a lifetime, sometimes it comes twice. When you meet somebody and, you know, it feel like it's going to be forever. That's what he's singing about. We were forever. Listen, you were forever back then, but then when the presence comes, it's gone. It's over with. You know what I'm saying up in here? And that's what he's talking about. He's got a great voice. Reminds me of Aaron Neville. So guess what, y'all? I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, but guess what? I get to do it all over again a little bit later on today with independent artist Frank Bell. In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.